Sparta with White Great Kung Fu.
Woo!
I have a fan now. All right, so, you know, forms are great. And one of the biggest things that you hear about a lot of the Chinese martial arts is like, okay, guys, form looks great. What do you do with them? Okay, somebody comes up, jabs you in the face, comes up with the crosses and straights, what are you going to do? So what we're going to do is we're just going to highlight some couple applications. Of course, this takes a little while to train, and there's a lot of principles between the styles. So we'll do a little white training application. So first, I'll go ahead and show you what the application looks like just in the form. And then we're going to go step by step. And of course, I won't have the microphone on, so I won't have to yell it out. So bear with me. Okay? And to help me out is Ken. He's going to be my dummy. All right, so hold on.
So without any actual person just doing the form, all you may see is something like this. And that looks okay, kind of fast, furious. What just happened? Is that going to help me in any way? Okay? So let's just take a couple scenarios. Now, let's grant it. Is about my speed, is about my strength, right? So if he punches way faster than me, there's no way he can beat him anyway. So there's a little bit of, he's around my level. So when he punches, I'm just going to hook him while I'm controlling him over here. So I'm on the outside so that, for example, you don't want to go in here. He's just going to hit me. So on the outside, I've got feet on, and I'm just going to hook him. Now let's say he's pretty good, okay? So he's gonna block, that's a good block. Now what? So as part of the form, it teaches you to move with it. So what we're gonna do is, as soon as you feel this, you wanna move with it and move down. Because now, what you have is, when you get to here, your leg is behind his leg. So if you have his center of gravity, you can toss it down. I won't do that too. It's kind of hard here. So, but let's say he's really good. He's much better. So, I'm going to hit him. I'm going to try to trip him. He's like, no, no way. He's much better. All right? That's when the leg goes. So, that 2-3 move sequence has a lot of applications in it. Now, because there's too many applications, a lot of times, I don't know about you, but when there's too many choices, I don't know what to choose. So then what happened is you run into the possibility of learning too much, not applying the right thing. Or you apply the right thing and everybody knows it's coming from 20 miles away, so they block it right away. So there's a lot of, it's like a dance, you know, there's a lot of circumstantial, situational thing that's happening during a fight. It's very, very non-choreographed. But some of these forms and some of these applications, as you learn from your styles, help you deal with that from a school standpoint. So,
I just realized I didn't have to yell. All right. So, after all that, what we're going to do is we're going to welcome the Lion Dancing Troupe guys come back and now demonstrate a little bit of their style. And, you know, he's got a big fork. He's ready. So, welcome. Ready when you are.